This is Senator Bob Dole. 25 years ago, a wall of shame severed the people of Berlin. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's 25 years since the Berlin Wall was put up, a cynical attempt to imprison the people of East Germany and to call our bluff on the issue of Berlin and its ties to the West. In a sense, the bad guys won. The wall still stands. An escape to West Berlin is nearly impossible. But when you stop to think about it, the wall is really a monument to the failure of Soviet policy in Eastern Europe. The Soviets and East Germans can lock up their people, but they can't break the ties between West Berlin and the free world. President Reagan has called for the Berlin Wall to come down. It's a symbol of a sad past and an emblem of bad faith on the part of the Soviets, who need to deal with us now to ease tensions in Europe and around the world.
Bob, the Berlin Wall is still the same obscenity it was 25 years ago. The ancient world built walls to keep invaders out, but the Russians built the Berlin Wall to keep their people in. The Soviet authorities couldn't stand the humiliation of living next to freedom. They succeeded only in humiliating themselves with a wall that shames their present system before the world. President Kennedy put it best when he visited the wall in 1963. There are people who say they don't understand the great issues between the free world and the communist world. Let them come to Berlin. There are those who say that communism is the way of the future. Let them come to Berlin. And then those dramatic words, all free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. Ich bin ein Berliner. 25 years have passed, Bob, and all of us are still Berliners. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Justice Department's phony claim of executive privilege at the Rehnquist hearings. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.